I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Imagine spending 9 years in prison because you expressed an opinion that was different from your coworkers. That's the reality for Asia Bibi. She was arrested in Pakistan in 2009 after her Muslim coworkers accused her of blasphemy. She's been behind bars ever since, waiting for a judge to hear her appeal. Basma Deboer with Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
As a mother and as a woman, I'm very concerned for her health, for her situation. I can resonate with what she feels right now, being separated, forced to be separated from her children. She wasn't there for their birthday. She wasn't there when they were sick. She wasn't there for Christmas.
Asia was charged with blasphemy because she took a stand for Christ. Would you send her some encouragement? We'll show you how at missionnews.org. And how many Bible stories can you recall from memory? Chances are, only a few. But with more access than ever to God's Word, the Scriptures have become more like a reference guide than a treasure. That's why John Fernelli, an equipping evangelist with One Way Ministries International's evangelism efforts, is passionate about the Heart Bible.
The disciples didn't have Bibles. So what I'm saying is a big difference between the disciples and us today is that while we have the Bible in our hands, they had it in their heart. And what I hope to do, what many are hoping to do, is recover that oral tradition.
The Heart Bible is a simple concept. It's the idea of learning the stories in the Bible and committing them to memory. That way, they can be retold anywhere at any time. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.